Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlinePlus.gov. Regards to all our listeners, I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, substituting this week for Donald Lindberg, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here is what's new this week in Medline Plus. It's the time of the year when many families are together to enjoy the blessings of the season. One free but valuable gift you might give to yourself and your family members this year is to complete a family health portrait. A family health portrait is very helpful to you and your healthcare provider, regardless if you are old friends or strangers. The reason is many common diseases, such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and some rare diseases, such as hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, and sickle cell anemia, tend to run in families. Since early detection and treatment improves your chances of recovery and quality of life, a family health portrait helps you alert a provider of a potential problem. Let's call it an early alert system that you can provide to help your physician assist you and others in your family. About 96% of Americans believe that knowing their family health history is important, according to a survey conducted by the U.S. Surgeon General's office. However, only about one-third of Americans take the time to create a health history of their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. The Surgeon General wants to ease the process to create a family history and now provides a streamlined website called My Family Health Portrait, which you can use to enter family health information. To find the Surgeon General's Health Portrait website, just type My Family Health Portrait in any internet search engine such as Google or Yahoo, then click on My Family Health Portrait homepage or type the URL family history, one word, period, HHS, period, GOV, in your favorite browser. Once at the site, you will discover a series of pages that are straightforward to complete. The first page asks you to fill in your name, age, gender, height, and weight. After this, you are asked to fill in information such as how many sisters, brothers, daughters, sons, half-sister, and half-brothers you have. You select the disease or diseases that run in your family that you believe should be tracked or watched. While there is a provided list of major diseases, including heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and some cancers, you can add others. Then you are asked whether you have experienced what you selected and the age when you were diagnosed. The same input is repeated for your mother, mother's mother, mother's father, father, father's mother, and father's father. By the way, you control the information and its release. While you may already know some of this information, it is often helpful to obtain it directly from other family members. This is why family gatherings, such as during this year's holiday season, may be a good time to inquire. If your family understands your motive is to boost everybody's health and make it easier for a physician or nurse to help, it makes the process more caring than intrusive. Once finished, you can print it out and take it to a healthcare provider or send it electronically. You can easily make copies to share with other family members if you wish. The family health portrait is available in English and Spanish. Incidentally, I know an English-speaking family in Southern California that uses a clinic where much of the staff is more comfortable in Spanish. So the family filled out a family health portrait in English and then in Spanish and took it to the clinic to be placed in the records. Family members were thanked many times by the nurses and physicians during subsequent visits, but the effort paid unexpected dividends during the holidays last year when a visiting family member needed an ambulance in urgent care. The clinic's emergency medical technicians, who spoke better Spanish than English, already had some helpful family health history information when they showed up to assist. Besides the Surgeon General site, MedlinePlus.gov also provides a family history health topic page that adds more background information on why a family health history is advisable and provides other helpful resources. In addition to the link I provided earlier, an additional gateway to the Surgeon General's family health portrait is in the Health Check Tool section of MedlinePlus.gov's family history health topic page. In addition, the Health Check Tool section contains a more comprehensive explanation about why it is important to know your family health history, which is provided by Genetics Home Reference, a sister website to Medline Plus. MedlinePlus.gov's Family History Health Topic page also provides a good link and reminder to know your child's medical history, provided by the Nemours Foundation, which is in the Children section. Other helpful links on the site include an overview of inheritance and health called Does It Run in the Family? A Guide to Family Health History that is provided by the Health Resources and Services Administration and by Genetic Alliance. This resource is in the Overviews section. You can find Medline Plus's Family History Health Topic page by typing Family History in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage. Then click on Family History, National Library of Medicine. Our congratulations if you are among the one-third of American families that have prepared a family health history. We urge others to join. It is an inexpensive, thoughtful, and practical way to wish your family better health care in the future. Also, I want to take the opportunity to wish you a very happy holiday season and a healthy new year. The National Library of Medicine and the Director's Comments podcast staff, including Dr. Lindberg, appreciate your interest and company, and we hope to find new ways to serve you in 2009. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type in MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, Chrome, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available. Just click on the Director's Comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. It was nice to be with you. Let's meet again next week.